contradicted yourself.
Oh, and how'd you make that up?
Downstairs, you were predicting the end of the world. Now you're talking about the future. I'd explain that, eh?
Easy. When it comes, the apocalypse itself will be part of the process of that leap of evolution.
Whatever happens, mankind will not cease to exist.
It must. By the very definition of apocalypse, mankind must cease to exist, at least in a material form.
Material form?
Well, it'll evolve into something that transcends matter, into a species of pure thought. Are you with me? Oh, not like a fucking ghost of big girl's blouse, into something that's like well beyond our comprehension, into a universal consciousness, into God, who is, by the same principle that time is. God. Of course I believe in God.
See, the thing is, Brian, that God, the hateful God, must be. God is good, and why is the evil in the world? Why is the pain and hate and greed and war? Does it make sense? But if God is a nasty bastard, then you can say, why is the good in the world? Why is the love and hope and joy? And let's face it, good exists in order to be fucked up by evil. The very existence of good enables evil to flourish. Therefore, God is bad.
And just off.